There's a fascinating medrash in Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Kedoshim, the Parsha of Arla. The Torah says, in connection with the Isa Arla, V'chisavoh el ha'aretz, v'netatem kol eitz ma'achol. When you'll come to the land, you'll come to Eretz Yisrael, and you will plant all types of fruit-bearing trees, kol eitz ma'achol. And then the Torah describes the Isa of Arla, of our altem arla sol es per yol, the halacha is 3 years you don't eat the fruits of the tree, and the fourth year, so there's a halacha of revai, the peres have to be brought to Yerushalayim, whether revai only applies to kerem or to all fruits, that's a machlokas in Gemara. And the Torah says, Kodesh Hilulim Hashem, bringing these fruits to Yerushalayim to eat there, that will be an act of Shvach Vodot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Torah begins the parasha with V'chisavol Oretz Notatem Kol Eitz Ma'achol. And there's a fascinating comment to Medrash Rabbah, and the Medrash Rabbah says, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. So the Torah says in Chumash Dvarim, You have to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'osos yirol v'esmitzosov tishmoro v'kolot tishmo v'osos avodu v'osik bakun. Literally, the Torah is telling us that you have to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you have to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chiyev shar v'losov adam l'aloch achar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Medrash says, can a human being follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu oso shekosuv? The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Vayom darchecha u'shvilcha b'mayim rabim u'vikvosecha u'vikvosecha lo modo." HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's beyond our conception what, in any way, to speak of following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His pathways are unknown to human beings. And how is it possible that the pasuk says, "Acharei Hashem elokeichem telechu"? V'osit bakun, the Torah says you have to cleave unto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chiyev shel abasav adam la'alos l'shamayim l'idavek v'shchina oso shekosav bo ki Hashem lokecha esh ochla. So how does the pasuk say follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Torah here is answering this question. V'chisavo la'aretz v'netatem kol eitz ma'achol. How do you follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you plant trees. That's how you follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how you cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because mitchilas b'riyaso shel olam lo nesaseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela b'mata. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, what did he do? He planted trees. Hadohu d'chsiv v'yita Hashem elukim gan be'eden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted a garden. What kind of a garden was it? It was a garden of trees. Vayatzmach Hashem Elokim kol eitz nechmod l'mareh v'tov l'machol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted a garden of atzei machol, of fruit-bearing trees. If you want to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you want to cleave unto HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way to do that is by planting trees. Af atem kishenechnosim l'aretz losis asku ala b'mata t'chila. So what you should do is you should engage in this work of planting trees. Hadohu d'chsev kisav ol aretz. On the surface, it seems very strange. After all, we know that Chazal speak of the pasuk of Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu, the pasuk of Vosid Bakun, which simply implies that one should come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It speaks of his karvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Speaks of his dapkus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of cleaving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does one do that? And the Gemara says in the Masechet Sota, Daf Yudalet, how does one do that? Lalo chachar midosav, to emulate the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how one is mekayim acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu. Mahu mal b'sharumim, mafatoh al b'sharumim. Mahu mevakar cholam, mafatoh vakar cholam. This is how one follows HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'osit bakun. How does one cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Sifri says, Hidovek b'chachamim v'salmideim. If one places himself in an environment of chachamim v'salmideim, that's how one cleaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. one learns, the Rambam says, one learns from the Maisim, one learns from the Amunah, one is inspired by the atmosphere of Ashvas Shechina that's present. This is what the Gemara says, this is how one is Mekayim Acharei Shamakechem Telechem. But what does the Medrash mean that you're Mekayim Acharei Shamakechem Telechem by planting trees? What is so significant? Just, of course, there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz. Whatever one does to build up Eretz Yisrael is a great mitzvah. There's no question about that. But in what way is it part of the mitzvah of Acharei Shamakechem Telechem? So in order to understand that, I think we have to consider the significance of Eitz Machal, of a fruit tree. And we find various psukim de Torah that speak of the significance of Eitz Machal. One pasuk seems to be in connection with Eretz Yisrael, and the Torah says, Ki Hashem Elokecha Meviachal Eretz Tova. The Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Klal Yisrael to a good land, a beautiful land, Eretz Nachlei Mayim, Ayanosus Homos, Yotzim Abdikol Vahar, a land that is beautiful physically and spiritually. Eretz Chita Usara, the Gethen Useinav Rimon, Eretz Zei Shemen Udvash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us to a land that has all the various different minim, beautiful minim of fruit trees. Out of the Zion minim with which the Torah praises Eretz Yisrael, five of the minim are from Priya Eitz. Two of the minim are Chita and Sara. Chita and Sara, which are in a general way inclusive of all the five minei dagan, are the basic sustenance of human beings. But most of the minim with which the Torah praises Eretz Yisrael are Priya Eitz. So why is that? Apparently Eretz Yisrael primarily is a land of Atzei Machal. Why is that? So there's an interesting idea that I saw in the parish of Nayam Latorah and Chumash. And he basically says that at the beginning of the Priya, the Ratzon HaBori was that Adam HaRishon should be Misparnes Mipriya Eitz. He should be satiated and derive his ability to live from Priya Eitz. Why? Because Priya Eitz is something that sustains a person. It sustains a person with limited work. It's not, you don't have to plant. Yes, there is a certain avoda that has to be done to maintain it, but it doesn't require the same degree of work that has to be done in order to plant chita. So the Torah says, "Vayatzmach Hashem Elokim kol eitz nachmod l'marev v'tov l'machol," and he said to Adam, "Kol eitz hagan achol tochel." This is what you should eat. Eat from mikol eitz hagan. Why they shouldn't have to bother and trouble themselves with avodas hadama? Why? Because Adam's primary role in Gan Eden was spiritual activity. That was his primary role. Avda u'lishamra, and Chazal say in the Bereishis Rabbah and the Sefri, it's referring to avodas hakavanas, it's referring to limud, it's referring to tefillah. Adam should have the opportunity to be misbonem in Maisei Hashem, to be mabit in Paul Yadav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be hogan in the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava Adam, and to be offer shvach and hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the tov, all the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon him. This was the primary avodah la'avda l'shamra that Adam HaRishon was expected to fulfill. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided for him a means of parnasa, and that means of parnasa was mikol eitz hagan achol tochel. But Adam sinned, and after he sinned, then what does the Torah say? He was chased out of Gan Eden. He was chased away from Gan Eden. La'avodas ha'adama shehu kach misham. Now his whole lifestyle changed. Now his parnasa required a lot of work. And if one wants to describe, as the Znayim Latorah points out, if one wants to describe how much effort goes into eating pas, one just has to read the Lashon of the Gemara in Brachas, Parakaroa, Kami Yigios Yoga Adam Arishan Achem Matzah Pas Lechol. How much work did Adam Arishan have to put into it? There was the whole Sidur of the Pas. Chorash V'zorah V'katzar V'dosh V'omar V'zorah Uvorah V'tochan V'hirkit V'losh V'apah V'achakach Ochal. So it wasn't like he could just sustain himself with Paris Ilon. Paris Ilon at that point wasn't sufficient to sustain him. His whole lifestyle changed, but the Kavanas Habore was that he should be able to engage in spiritual activity and sustain himself from Paris Ilon, Mikol Eitz Hagon, Chol Tochel. And in addition to the fact that Paris Ilon is more readily available, Paris Ilon is also Nechmod L'marev, Tov L'machol. We can only imagine what the Paris Ilon of Gan Eden were like, Nechmod L'marev, Tov L'machol. And that's why the Torah stresses in connection to Eretz Yisrael, Atzei Machol, because Eretz Yisrael has the potential to be like the Gan Eden, like the initial Ritzon HaBor. This is what the Zayin Torah says in explaining the fact that out of the Zayin Minim, primarily the Minim were of Paris Ilon. But it seems to me that what we can draw from this is that Eitz Machol represents the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eitz Machol sustains. It sustains with minimal work. Its machal has a beauty to it. It's nechmod l'mareh, v'tov l'machol. There's limited preparation of food that has to go into it. It's readily available in all its beauty to behold and to be eaten. So it represents the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we see an its machal, it should remind us of all the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is essentially what the Gemara is saying in Maseches Brachas, Am Rav Yehuda Haiman Din Nafak B'Yomei Nisan. When one goes out in the Nisan season, V'chazi Ilanei D'Kamalavlevei, and he sees the Peros Ilan, the Ilanos that produce Peros that are flowering, Omer Baruch Shlo Chisar Ba'olamo Klum, that there's nothing lacking in the Rabbanu Shlom's universe. Ubarabo brios tovos lihanos tovos lihanos b'hendnei adam. The Ribbono Shel Olam created good creatures and good trees to provide hanah for human beings. The Ilan just represents the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it reminds us of all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon us. And I believe that this is what the Medrash Rav is saying, Acharei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu. So we have to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created a Gan Eden. And what was Gan Eden? Gan Eden was a center of Hashra'as Hashkina. It was the center of Hashra'as Hashkina. This would, from Gan Eden, would emanate Hashra'as Hashkina throughout the entire world. What does that imply? That implies that from Gan Eden would emanate whoever wanted, whoever would look towards Gan Eden, whoever wanted to be inspired through Gan Eden, could feel the presence of the Shekhinah throughout the entire world. Wherever there is Hashra'as Hashekhinah, there has to be an expansion of Hashra'as Hashekhinah. Is Hashra'as Hashekhinah and Mikdash, the goal of Mikdash and Mishkan is to provide Hashra'as Hashekhinah throughout all of Klal Yisrael. And so too, that was the purpose of Gan Eden, to provide Hashra'as Hashekhinah, that there should be an expansion throughout the entire world. Misham Yipareid V'Yola Arbor Rashim, I believe that's what this implies. And Eretz Yisrael is a Gan Eden. Eretz Yisrael is a place of Hashra'as Hashekhinah. It has the potential to be the Gan Eden that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, a place where we could feel the Hashra'as Hashekhinah, the presence of the Shekhinah in a maximum way. And through Eretz Yisrael, one could be connected with the Hashra'as Hashekhinah throughout the world. Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Osa, Tamid Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo, Mereishis Shana V'ad Acharish Shana. So Rashi raises the question on this pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu seeks out all the lands. What does the pasuk mean? Eretz Asher Hashem Lokecha Doreshasa. So Rashi says, what does it mean? Ela Kafiyachol. As far as we experience it. As far as we experience it. Einu Dorish Ela Osa. Va'al Yedei Osa Drisha. Shedorisha Doreshas Kol Haratz Osima. We can experience the presence of the Shekhinah only through Eretz Yisrael. Just as in Gan Eden, the Nahor Yotzei Me'eden Lashkos HaKagan, when Yishami Pared Vayol HaRashim, there can be an expansion of Asharas HaShina through Eretz Yisrael throughout the entire world. We just have to look towards Eretz Yisrael and recognize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore the Torah says, V'chisavo Oretz Mutatem Kol Eitz Ma'atlo, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, just as I established Gan Eden at the Tchilas HaBriya, I established Gan Eden as a place, as a center of Rosh Hashanah. That's your responsibility to maintain Eretz Yisrael as a place of Rosh Hashanah. How do we maintain Eretz Yisrael as a place of Rosh Hashanah? We maintain it by recognizing the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us in Eretz Yisrael. If we ignore the chesed, if we don't pay attention to the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us, then we diminish the Hashras HaShechina. Unetatem kol eitz ma'achol, plant these atzei ma'achol, because these atzei ma'achol represent to you and remind you of the chesed I will grant you in Eretz Yisrael, as long as you take notice of the chesed, as long as you appreciate the chesed. Umisham yipareid, and from there, that Hashras HaShechinah can extend to those who connect themselves to Eretz Yisrael, to those that look towards Eretz Yisrael, to those that in their tefillas they look towards Eretz Yisrael and recognize the Hashras HaShechinah in them when Kol HaMikdash in Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael. They too can experience Hashras HaShechinah in a major way by virtue of this connection and an attachment with Eretz Yisrael. One of the great chasadim that we have witnessed in the past 65 years that we have to be so appreciative for, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the growth of Torah in Eretz Yisrael and throughout the world. And it's obvious to anyone who wants to open up his eyes and see that the growth of Torah throughout the world has been through Eretz Yisrael. That's clear. In the early 50s, there were prominent sociologists that predicted the demise of Orthodox Judaism. And one could easily say that they were just speaking that which is ridiculous. But I don't think that's so. I think that from the perspective of the laws of sociology, they were right. They were wise people. They understood sociology. And they were right from the perspective of the laws of sociology. If you looked at the dismal state of Klal Yisrael after the Holocaust, one could easily predict the demise of religious Jewry. But the answer is the laws of sociology don't take into account the Yad Hashem. They didn't take into account the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon Klal Yisrael through Eretz Yisrael, through the Habatzis HaTorah that has taken place in Eretz Yisrael and throughout the entire world. Yad Hashem is not subject to laws of sociology. And this is a chesed that we have to recognize and appreciate. And in this way, we can enhance our connection with Eretz Yisrael and our ability to feel the Hashras HaShechinah within Eretz Yisrael. But I think that one also has to consider that Atzei Ma'achol has special significance regarding the Limud HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael. And that's because there are many psukim and many Maimari Chazal that speak of an analogy between a person and an Eitz Ma'achol. I mean, there are so many psukim in Tanakh that compare Klal Yisrael to different types of Ilvanos, Karen, Geffen, Zayas, Egos. I mean, there are Svarim that collect all the psukim that draw analogies between Ilanos of Eitz Ma'achol and Klal Yisrael, and collect the Maimar Chazal that draw this analogy as well. I just want to briefly mention certain psukim. Certainly the main source is in the Torah itself, in connection with the lav of Losash Bezes Eitzel. So there's a lav that, in terms of the Ikar lav, specifies not destroying an Eitz Machol, and the Torah says, Ki Adam Eitz HaSadeh. And the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban, who quotes the Ibn Ezra, explains that this pasuk is speaking of the significance of Eitz Machol to the life of a person, Chaye Adam Uzono, who Eitz HaSadeh. And from this emanates the whole analogy between an Eitz Machol and a Ben Yisrael. We see this in certainly a well-known source, is the Mishnah and Maseches Avos in the fourth parak. Kol shechokak masal merubim imasav l'mahu doma l'ilan shanochav merubim v'sharashav mu'otem v'ruach bo v'okrosov. So the Mishnah speaks of a Ben Yisrael who may be great in learning, but his meisim, he's deficient in his meisim. And it's like a tree that doesn't have roots to support it. And eventually that tree will just topple in face of difficult winds. On the other hand, kol shemasav merubim v'chachmasa, or someone who possesses chachma, but together with his chachma, he excels in his meisim tovim. So that is like a tree that is shirosh of merubim, shafilu kol rucho shabolam bolos v'noshos bo, ein mazizin osol memkomo. And the Mishnah mentions the pasuk for Yoke Itcher Sula Mayam Val Yuval Shi Yishalach Shor Shav for Lo Yireh Ki Yavol Chom for Hayo Leil Ranon Uvishnas Batzores Lo Yidag V'lo Yomish Me'asos Peri. The Mishnah speaks of the ability of a Ben Yisrael through Chachma and Masim to produce beautiful fruits. So we see in this Maimon Chazal. Another Maimon Chazal that is well known that draws this analogy is the Gemara in Tainus, famous Gemara, Ilan Ilan Bamea Varechacha, where Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak for a bracha, and Rav Yitzchak compared this request to a person who was nene from the Peros Ilan of a beautiful tree, which was Peros of Mesukun, Vitzilo Noah, Vamas Amayan Overes Tachtav, and then the person says, how can I bless you? He addresses the tree. How can I bless you? You have all these wonderful qualities. And he says, that all the shoots that are taken from your tree to produce new trees should have the same wonderful qualities that you as a tree have. And this is the bracha that Rav Yitzchak extends to Rav Nachman, with all your wonderful qualities, your greatness in Torah and the things that you possess that enable you to learn Torah, Yiratzon Shiyutzayim Ayecha Kamoscha. Here too, you see this analogy, this beautiful analogy between a Ben Yisrael and an Eitz Machol. And I believe what this implies is that just as an Eitz Machol represents the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatest chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants a Ben Yisrael is that he too can be like an Eitz Machol. He is a spiritual tree. Every Ben Yisrael is a unique spiritual tree. He has his own min of a pri. Kol Eitz Nechmod L'Mareh V'Tov L'Machol. Every Ben Yisrael is his own type of a tree that produces beautiful spiritual peros. It's beautiful to behold and have such a delicious spiritual taste. We just have to take advantage of this chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us. And therefore, when the Torah tells us about Gan Eden, Vayatzmach Hashem Elokim min Adamo, Kol Eitz Nechmod L'Mareh V'Tov L'Machol, what the Torah is telling us, that Gan Eden was a place of Ashras HaShechina, the Atzim Machol, they represent the Chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they also impose upon Adam HaRishon a certain responsibility of being a spiritual Eitz Machol himself. The Atzim Machol of Gan Eden were physical representations of what Adam HaRishon should accomplish on a spiritual level. Adam was given the ability to be a spiritual Eitz Machal, Peres Mesuchin, Tzel Noeh, and to hopefully be able to produce Netios Kamoso as well. And Eretz Yisrael, as the Torah describes it, Kisovo Ola Aretz, Unetatem Kol Eitz Machal, Eretz Yisrael has potential to be a spiritual Gan Eden. It is a place that has beautiful trees. Eretz Chita Usara V'Gefen Huseina Rimon. Eretz Zei Shemen Udvash. It's a center of Hashvas Hashchina, where beautiful spiritual trees can flourish, where spiritual life can flourish. Nechmod L'Mar'eh V'Tov L'Machol. And we see various pshatim that are often in psukim by Chazal and by the Rishonim that expressed this idea. Eretz asher lo b'miskeinus tochal b'lechem. The Torah says about Eretz Yisrael, it's not a place where lechem is scarce. And Rabbi Nechaya says, this means lachma shel Torah. The lechem of Torah is not scarce in Eretz Yisrael. The potential for limud ha-Torah in Eretz Yisrael is so great. And Chazal say in Torah Katoris Eretz Yisrael, and they say Avira Eretz Yisrael Machim. And why is that so? What does Torah have to do with Eretz Yisrael? And I believe that the answer is because Torah is not a chachma like other chachmas. Torah is a chachma that's derived through a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melamed Torah L'Am Yisrael. And in a place of Hashvas Hashchina, that relationship can be so strong and enable a person to grow in Torah beyond what he can do elsewhere. But for those that are chutzlaretz, if we want to grow in Torah, if we also want to derive benefit from the Hashvas Hashchina of Eretz Yisrael, then we have to connect ourselves to Eretz Yisrael. We have to look at Eretz Yisrael and feel the Hashvas Hashchina that emanates from Eretz Yisrael. We have to feel the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants the tzibur in Eretz Yisrael and through Eretz Yisrael all of Klal Yisrael. If we do that, then we can be zocha, at least to a certain extent, to the Al Yedei Osef Drisha Shadorsha Doresh Es Kol HaRatzos Imo. We can be zocha to the Misham Miparei V'Haya La'arbar Hashem. All we have to do is treat Eretz Yisrael as a land of Atzei Machol. We have to recognize the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in granting us Eretz Yisrael. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his chesed, the chesed of providing a haven for Jews from all over the world, the chesed of the growth of Torah in Eretz Yisrael and throughout the world. If we do that, then we too, at least to a certain extent, can feel a connection with the Torah Eretz Yisrael, with the Avir of Eretz Yisrael, and we can feel, to a certain extent, the brachas of Eretz Yisrael, when we shall be parade, v'ayala abba arashim.